This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. There is growing concern across Minnesota as to financial health of our hospitals. State lawmakers just gave Hennepin County Medical Center $205 million to keep operating. Republican Representative Natalie Zalesnikar from Northern Minnesota told MNN.
The issues were monumental right now. I think that they put some tight parameters as much as they could with HCMC to make sure that there's leadership accountability.
Lawmakers also passed $500 million in reserve to help HCMC and other hospitals.
People are nervous. How is this going to work out? And so, you know, I'm nervous too, because there's a lot of hospitals that are in a critical situation. And so we can't be doing what we did with HCMC across the state.
The Minnesota Hospital Association says around a dozen hospitals in greater Minnesota are being threatened because they don't have enough money coming in to cover health care costs. The Immigrant Defense Network says a large-scale federal immigration enforcement operation in the Bemidji area has led to the detention of about 35 people. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The group says ICE activity began Thursday and continued this morning in Beltrami County. According to reports received by the network, many of those detained may have traveled from the Twin Cities area for work. The ACLU of Minnesota says it's monitoring the situation and reviewing whether any local law enforcement agencies were involved. Federal authorities have not publicly released details about the operation. Tasha Radel, MNN.
Minnesota is restoring Medicaid payments to some providers who were removed during the state's recent revalidation effort aimed at identifying fraud. More than 3,400 providers were previously terminated after being classified as high risk. No registration weekend is this weekend and is a great chance for ATV riders to explore all the riding opportunities that Minnesota has to offer. DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Program Consultant Joe Unger.
If you're a newcomer to the sport, I would recommend some of our easier trails, such as the Sioux Line, which is an old railroad bed trail. Also, the General C.C. Andrews State Forest, which is generally flat and sandy.
You can find more information on No Registration Weekend at the DNR's website. Grandma's Marathon in Duluth is turning 50 years old next weekend, and one of the most anticipated events will be a drone show at Bayfront Festival Park. Organizers say 300 drones will take to the night sky after the race is over Saturday night, with images central to the race and the community that supports it. The marathon also features a week-long musical festival and plenty of activities. This is MNN.